Norman Lear was stationed in Buffalo for training prior to being shipped overseas with his bombardment squadron. He was among many veterans featured in a documentary celebrating Jewish-American World War II veterans, a program called Bagels Over Berlin. Alan Feinberg is the producer.
I didn't know him. He didn't know me. But he was gracious enough to accept it, and he spoke about the war. It wasn't about his fame and fortune. It wasn't about his movie career. But the one time we touched on Hollywood was when he said he was very beholden to the Tuskegee Airmen.
When we saw those red tails, I just delighted. They flew a little closer.
Those were some of Lear's remarks in the documentary, and he revealed that shows like The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, and Good Times feature hardworking, positive African-American role models, thanks in great part to the airmen. What the documentary does not reveal is Lear's Buffalo connection. In outtakes provided by Feinberg, Lear tells the tale of how he got married in Buffalo while he was here training. He was out on a date in a bar atop the Statler.
What motivated this? Maybe fear, going overseas shortly. But I walked to a phone booth and dialed a number I knew well, person to person.
The call was to a woman named Charlotte Rosen in Connecticut. They had dated up until a year before, but she excitedly called out his name on the phone, and that flattered him.
I heard myself saying 2 minutes later, "I'm in Buffalo. You want to come up and get married?"
And they did. 2 weeks later, in the Statler. The program Bagels Over Berlin, in which Lear participated, will be shown in encore broadcasts by WNED-TV Friday, June 1st at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.